Hello and welcome back to the Daily Duo. Like always, I'm Parker DeMarco.
And I am Kevin Briggs.
And we are back for another podcast. Which number? Where are we at?
Six? Something I don't really like know. I'll look.
How was your weekend, Kevin?
It was pretty good. College. I started college. I know you've been in school.
Right.
So it was nice to kind of just relax and, you know, really enjoy myself.
Definitely. Yeah. It was kind of a relaxing weekend on my end too.
Good.
I saw a movie.
Oh, what movie?
I saw It Chapter 2.
Oh, absolutely not. Whoa. Hold on 1 second. Pause the phone. Listeners, I just want to let you know, I've tried to convince him to watch The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix, one of the best shows ever, and he did not want to watch it because it was too scary. So why is It 2 better?
Let me explain.
All right, please do.
First of all, clowns don't scare me.
Oh, okay.
They just don't. Like, I found, in all honesty, I found the movie to be, like, very poorly directed and very poorly written.
Wow. Okay.
The Haunting of Hill House is, like, I know it's not based off of a true story, but it could be. Do you understand?
No. Because, I mean, it is basically based on a true story. Like, there was a clown epidemic.
Right, I understand that. But clowns, like, in the movie, the Pennywise the clown, that's his name.
Yeah.
He, like, grows 8 times in size, and now he's, like, a giant.
Okay.
Like, I know in real life that could never happen.
Right.
Of course, there could be clowns very creepily walking around the streets, but...
Yeah, I have a story about this later, but continue.
Anyways, there's not gonna be... I mean, honestly, if I was rating this film, 3 out of 10.
Okay, so it's because it was 30%. It was so poor that you just didn't...
There was scenes where I was like... Literally, if you could see me right now, my jaw is on the floor. I was like, are you kidding me?
Like, so Hill House was just like too real.
It was too real for me where it was like... Because I saw the first one and I liked the first one, but I wasn't like crazy. So it was either going to be... The second one was going to be... really, really good, or it was going to be worse than the first one, and it was worse than the first one.
Well, speaking about clowns, when there was that big clown epidemic around
Now, that was a big thing, even around, like, our hometown. Now, I don't know if you're, you know, wherever you're listening from, if that was also a thing. But I know a couple friends from other states, too, said that it was a big deal where they were living, too.
Well, yeah, and so, like, around the first It film, that's why I hate this film, because there was a clown that was walking down my street, and I was home alone, and I'm gonna be honest, I hid in the hallway and I cried.
Well, and it,
I can't do it.
No, it was creepy. They weren't just, like, they were out to, like, I get it, they were out to scare people, but it went to the point where it was, like...
Well, it all started when, like, a clown, like, abducted a kid.
Correct.
So, like, that's not fun.
Yeah, but I also feel like being 2 grown-sized men, like, no clown's putting his hands on me.
I mean, they wouldn't be able to catch me. I'm not a big runner, but if I'm motivated, I will run.
So I, my friend is probably listening to this, who I'm going to talk about, but my one friend... Kevin, you've seen this video.
I have. It's a great video.
So during Halloween time, the Daily Duo official will definitely be posting this video. But my friend, I think it was just after we saw It, the first It, a couple years ago. And that's when that whole clown epidemic broke out. And he was telling me, like, hey, I am terrified of clowns. And I don't like clowns. I don't want to be near, like, not even scary clowns, like birthday clowns, too. Like, when people have fear of clowns, it's all clowns.
See, I'm only the scary clown. I'm good around normal clowns.
So, at least I think it was all clowns for him. So, I got together with my one buddy at the time, and he was a really crazy kid. I mean, he's that type of kid where your mom says, you know, if you jump off the bridge, is he gonna... Yeah, he's jumping off. You know what I mean? Anyways, so I got together with him, and I'm like, listen, we gotta scare... our one buddy named Dominic, and he said, all right, let's do it. So we went to Party City. We bought a clown costume, and my buddy's dad was in on it, and he got him to go outside to check something.
Not a smart idea.
In the car, and my one buddy, Evan, came up behind him and just scared the living hell out of him. And he punched him in the face so hard. And it was
deserved. I mean, some people's instinct is to punch, and yeah, I understand.
It was deserved, but it was super, super, super funny. And that video is so going up during Halloween time. Because it's coming. Halloween is coming.
Yeah.
I had my first pumpkin spice latte.
As we said in the last episode, the start of the fall season.
Yeah, I was driving home from school and I was like, I'm getting one. But anyways, that's what I did this weekend. So I'm glad you had a relaxing weekend. I hope you all did too. Kevin, what's coming up in the countdown?
Oh, in the countdown, we got a lot of things. Apple introduced their new line of products today. And we have some interesting stories about Abby Lee Miller, and a couple other celebrities that I think are really going to be interesting.
And Dance Moms. That's Abby Lee Miller, right?
Yes.
Interesting. What are we going to talk about today?
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, like last episode, we came in with a plan. This one, we were like, you know what? We're just going to talk. We don't really know.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I'd like to say I tried yerba mate for the first time. And it is in the Revelberry, obviously, because that's the main flavor. It is so good. Like, I my life has been changed.
Really?
Yes. Yerba mate, everybody.
And where can this be?
I don't know. I buy it on my college campus because you can't buy it anywhere around here.
Interesting.
But it's good.
And you pronounce that how?
Yerba mate.
Yerba mate. Yerba mate.
I think of yerba latte.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. And it's good. It's tasty.
It's good. Because it's tea. I mean, but it's not like the, like, it's the flavors, but minus, like, the tea part that people don't like.
Okay. I can see that. So it's I'm good. Always up to trying new things. Yeah. I love trying new things.
So that's what I did. That was the noteworthy thing I did this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, if you're listening, you probably recognize that we're posting on a Tuesday instead of a Wednesday this week.
Oh, yeah.
Just because how things worked out in the schedule. But next week we'll be back on track with Wednesday. We've been all over the place.
Well, and I think, you know, we don't think it's appropriate to release something on this Wednesday, given that it's 9/11.
Yeah, I don't think something humorous should be posted.
Yeah, so we were kind of debating, are we going to do this on Tuesday or Thursday, and I think it's just...
Right, I wouldn't feel comfortable giving a joke of a day on a day that's definitely not worth joking, and if you were, you know, someone who was affected by this, you know, we're with you, just like the rest of the country on... Tomorrow's what? 18 years?
Yeah, because it...
Wow.
Yeah,
we're... Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, not speaking like I remember it, like it was just, you know what I mean?
Right.
I was an infant, but still. I was
4 months old.
I mean, I remember learning about it in school and having it be so recent. It still is recent. But anyways, that's why we're kind of posting today instead of tomorrow. So Kevin's got a good countdown coming up.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about something, though. It was really interesting. I saw it in the news. And I didn't know if you were going to mention it on the countdown, but we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
So, a state in the United States, for high schoolers, when you take a high school course, one required course is physical education.
Mm-hmm.
And many state legislators had passed that, I believe it's marching band.
Yeah, it's either, well, at least in our school, it was marching band or jazz band.
You could substitute that. No, I think it was just marching band. Because it has to substitute for some other physical activity. So they allowed marching band to be a substitute for physical education because, I mean, I'm sure that's hard work.
Yeah, I mean, walking is really hard sometimes.
Well, especially when you have a 30-pound drum on your back, you know.
Yeah.
They're sweating. But one state legislator in Ohio passed that show choir is also going to be a substitute for physical education. And it kind of left parents up in arms about it because they thought that it wasn't a good substitute and that it was just our generation getting lazier and lazier.
Okay, so my thoughts on parents. I think personally, if your kid isn't involved in show choir or whatever this is covering, then get over it. You don't need to stick your head in there. Your head is your child is going to take gym just like everyone else. If they're not in the singing life, that's okay. Singing is a lot of work. I'll just say it is because it's a lot of core muscles. It's a lot of strengthening your core. You blowing your voice out if you sing too much. Like, it's work. So
it's very mentally and emotionally straining too.
Right. And so I feel like if your child takes show choir and you're complaining about the gym, then that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Parents love to complain, especially, you know, in today's day and age and growing up in a high school, you know, and being fortunate enough to go to a high school, you see it all the time. People are never happy. Like, Worry about your own kid, you know?
Right. If it doesn't affect your kid, I mean, you know, don't say anything.
Yeah. So this also kind of seems to be a nationwide emergency. But what's going on with kids here in this whole vaping?
Well, I don't know. Maybe listen to the countdown and you'll find more about that.
Oh, were you going to add that to the countdown?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why don't we just talk about it now?
Okay, sure. Why not?
So this is like a nationwide crisis.
Yeah, it's so 6 deaths have been attributed to vaping in the U.S. and a lot of strange diseases have been going around. But what has gotten the FDA in shock the most right now is Juul's blatant attempt at disobeying the rules. So they've gone into schools now and Juul has made a presentation about the Juul's role in the nicotine addiction epidemic in teenagers is like the name of the seminar. And I mean, why? It just doesn't make any sense. Why is Juul going into high schools and talking to kids? That it just, well, it's not needed.
Okay. And here's my thing. I'm a big fan of, I love watching, like, you ever watch Shark Tank?
Yes. Love
Shark Tank. I love watching how businesses market themselves to people. These businesses, they're not stupid. They know who their audience is.
Exactly.
They know that they're selling to young teenage kids who think that they, you know, it's addicting.
Well, yeah, and I get, so part of the claims are that Juul says that it's safer than a normal cigarette. And I will give them that. It is safer. But what they don't understand, what teenagers don't understand, my generation doesn't understand, is the caveat to that, which is it is safer than a cigarette for someone who smoked. They're not getting the tobacco. They're getting the nicotine.
Yeah, but here's my only issue. These things were designed for people to stop smoking.
Right.
And instead it has gotten a whole millennial to start smoking.
Well, because it's how they marketed it.
Exactly. And it all started with, you know, the Juul was the big one. And now, I mean, when you say the Juul, you got to laugh because it's kind of funny. You know, but it's also not because a lot of kids, like you said, they're inhaling these chemicals and they're not forced to put all the ingredients on the back of the package. And now the FDA is starting to come after a lot of these companies because they're starting to discover what's in these little juices.
Yeah, well, and I think if they didn't market it as it's safer than a cigarette, this would have never happened. Because when you tell someone it's safer than a cigarette, they don't do much other research. And that's what's getting this whole generation addicted.
Right, that's the selling point right there. But again, these things were, because I know people in my family who would smoke cigarettes and they did try alternate, you know, routes like vaping or things like that to help them stop smoking. And now it's like,
which there's, and if you ever need to show someone and convince someone that's on the fence, there is a great YouTube video out there. He takes like a glass container and he fills it with cotton balls and he has a vacuum and he lights cigarettes and he used a cigarette and a Juul for comparison and he did what it would be like if you smoked a pack a day or, you know, however many long over the course of a month.
Yeah.
And it shows you how much tar is still inside your lungs after all of that. It's a really great video.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gross. And all these kids who are now being hospitalized for it are like, they're in regret about it.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. 6 deaths for vaping is, you know,
crazy.
Which, and you know, it's not going to be any of the like older generation. It's our generation that's stupid enough to pick it up.
I read a fact the other day and it said 1 in 3 kids born between 2001 and 2004 One in three kids have tried the vape or the Juul at least once in their life.
Well, yeah, and then there's a big market because out of that statistic, only the kids so far in 2001 can buy it because, you know, in most states you have to be 18, and a lot of states you have to be 21.
Yeah, but I'm calling bullcrap on that one because these stores, yeah, you're supposed to sell to 18-year-olds and they don't. They don't ID. Because, it's a big moneymaker for them.
I mean, I don't know. I can't really say. I've never tried to buy one, but, you know.
I know for a fact, because I have friends who are younger than me who were able to purchase these e-cigarettes, and they didn't have to show an ID. But sorry for taking that up from your countdown. Speaking of the countdown, Kevin, what do you got for us today?
Okay, so in pop culture entertainment news, Abby Lee Miller makes an appearance on The Doctors, and she takes her first steps. So she's been working. They talked about her emergency spinal surgery. It happened very quickly, which is good because it doesn't put so much pressure on the spine. They went through this whole big thing.
But yeah, so what was wrong with her spine?
So she had cancer, and part of the surgery was that she had to go in through the they had to go in through her back. They also just replaced her knee a little bit ago because there was a lot of pain, which was causing her not to work out and do therapy, which makes it harder for her to walk. So on The Doctors, she got up with a walker and she took her first steps. And in true Abby Lee Miller fashion, she took her hands off the walker and waved hi to everyone. So, you know, a defiant comeback for Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah, I'm very glad to hear that she's doing better, but she is definitely an interesting bird.
Yep. And then, so today, September 10th, Apple unveiled all of their new products. So we have three new iPhones coming, actually. The iPhone 11, the iPhone 11 Pro, and the iPhone 11 Pro Max. The iPhone 11 starting at $699, and the iPhone 11 Pro starting at $1099, I believe. This will, of course, all be loaded with iOS 13, which is set to release later next week, September 19th.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep, so it's going to bring a lot of new features. It's also the introduction of iPad OS, which is totally going to revamp the iPad operating system and make it more like the Mac computer, which is great. They also unveiled a new iPad and Apple Watch Series 5, which will include always-on displays. So your Apple Watch will now look like a real watch even more. So that's kind of, you know, that's fun news. I'm guess, you know, everything else we talked about already, but to go along off the vaping epidemic, Michigan has become one of the first states to ban flavored cigarettes.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, so this story came out. The governor used her executive power to ban flavored cigarettes. Now, this obviously affects Juul, but it does not affect the tobacco products of Juul. So there's a lot of different flavors, such as mango, mint, and tobacco is one of these flavors. That flavor you can still buy. However, everything else you cannot buy in stores anywhere, not at a tobacco shop, not at the convenience stores, nothing. And from Juul's website, you have to be 21 to buy. So that limits a whole population that had access to it that now can't. And it is definitely a step in the right direction. Wow. I think that's pretty much it for Kevin's countdown today. Tune in next time. You know the drill.
You know the drill.
Yeah.
Kevin, I want to add your countdown because I'm scrolling through my cosmopolitan.com, obviously, which I love to do. I also heard this on the radio, and I think it's just following me, and it's funny. I think it's fun to talk about.
Okay.
It's not fun to talk about. It's actually really disturbing. So we all know the loving family game show, Family Feud. By the way,
that was Price is Right.
To tell you.
Never mind.
I forgot to tell you. We're going to definitely make an edit, and for the Kevin Countdown, we're going to do, it's the Kevin Countdown.
Doom. Doom.
We're gonna make that a thing.
Okay.
So every time your segment comes up, we're gonna play the It's the Kevin Countdown.
As long as copyright isn't affected, I'm down.
Well, yeah, we gotta look into that.
Yeah.
Anyways, Steve Harvey, host of the Family Feud game show, a famous television game show. His daughter, Lori Harvey, is dating Diddy. Now, just to
no
let
idea
you know,
who that is.
Okay,
I'm just to be honest.
Diddy and Lori Harvey are family friends. Now, Diddy, I believe, is a rapper, if I'm not mistaken.
It sounds like it's like a stage name, so I'm guessing.
It's, well, let's see.
Is it a stage name? Question.
I don't know. So, yeah, his name is Sean Combs.
Oh, okay.
He's an American rapper, and he goes by the name of Diddy. Now, Diddy is 49 years old. Lori Harvey is 22 years old. So there is definitely, that's over a 25, what is that, 24 years?
He's 40?
Nine.
49 and she's 25?
22.
22, oh god, that's so god, much math that? To do in a short amount of time.
25.
Carry the four.
Anyways.
Yeah.
It's about a 20 year age difference, which I guess is fine. Here's where it gets weird. So, there's rumors that Diddy and Lori Harvey are having a child.
Well, so...
Hold on. It gets even weirder. Diddy has a son that used to date Lori Harvey.
See, that's where it gets weird.
So now, this kid's ex-girlfriend is now dating his dad. So, she could technically become his stepmom.
See, now I wonder what, I mean, not to say that there's dad issues there, but like, you gotta wonder, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's like, it's not weird if they're in love. I get it. Like, stuff happens. And I mean, part of love is in marriage and all of that is, you know, a baby. It gets weird though when the son, you know, used to date her. I think that's where we cross a line that I don't know if I'm comfortable with. But, I, you know, it's not my real place to say anything. So I think that's, you know, that's left up to them. But
yeah,
I think it crosses a line there that we should explore very often.
It does. It definitely crosses the line too much. And again, it's not weird because you do see a lot of younger and older relationships. But when it's when the kids start getting involved and stuff like that, then it's weird. I mean, that's... That poor kid must feel so, so awkward.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess if we're still on Kevin's countdown, I you know, in true Kevin fashion, I forgot to add something. It's just stuff about Apple. So Apple is launching Apple
Arcade. Wait, hold on. Don't start yet. We got to put the music under it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go.
Okay. So Apple is launching Apple Arcade for $4.99 a month. It's unlimited games. This is also launching with their Apple TV Plus subscription service, which I heard if you buy an Apple product, you get Apple TV Plus for a year. That would really be pretty cool. Yeah. I've just talked about this because I literally just got
now the Apple email. TV Plus, does that mean you get the actual Apple TV with it?
No, it's just a subscription service, kind of like Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go, Amazon Prime, that kind of thing. Of course, Apple Card has been here for a couple weeks, almost a month now. So if you haven't gotten approved for your titanium etched card, go do that, because that is the next way Apple is going to keep you locked into their ecosystem. So I think that's it for Kevin's Countdown officially. Unless we have anything else to add.
Tune in next week for...
Kevin's just countdown. Replay the same segment again.
Did you already mention the Apple Card?
Yes, I did. That's what I just mentioned.
Okay, I knew you... I thought you had mentioned that, but I'm like... I'm on Google here trying to get together Parker's playoffs because I didn't come prepared, but we won't talk about that. The Apple Card is a genius idea.
It's a sucky idea. I'm going to be honest.
But it's genius.
It's okay. So first, like, I'm going to be honest. I have the Apple Card, and it's smart security wise, but it's just another way to get you sucked into their ecosystem. Like, there has been, I've had Samsung phones before. I've traded off. I'm a big computer guy. So like, I am always looking for the latest and greatest thing. But now that I have an Apple credit card that I can only use with an Apple iPhone, I'm locked in there forever.
That's so funny that you say that you have, that you have had a Samsung. That's
I've the had one two thing Samsung
I'm
phones.
Proud about. That's the one thing I am proud about is I have always been a loyal Apple customer.
See, we've been Apple everything else. I would never do anything else but an Apple computer. Like I'm very solid in that. But the Samsung phones are just more customizable than an Apple phone, and that's true. It'll never be any different. So
yeah, I can definitely see that.
So yeah, I'm good. I guess. Are we going to start Parker's playoff? Or
should I don't know. What do you think? What else is there to...
There's not really much else, and I think we should wrap this up.
Let's talk about our weekend plans real quick. What do you got going on this weekend?
My homework is due. That's about it.
Okay, good.
Yep.
I'm excited. I'm going to go back to my alma mater. I'm going to go catch one of their football games. And I always find that so weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I would at least wait. It's not the homecoming game, is it?
Not yet. Okay, but see. Some of my friends are coming home from college, and they kind of want to go up to the football game. I always feel awkward. Because yeah. I always told myself I'm never going to be that person who, like, comes back decked out in their college gear.
Yeah, that's like...
You know, just looking to flirt with the younger people.
Ugh.
Yeah. I always told myself, down there. I'm never doing that in my life. And I might be doing it, not flirting, but I might be going.
Just don't go.
I'm not going to the student section.
Yeah. Well, the student section is so cramped anyway. And yeah. But just don't go in college gear. I feel like that's.
Yeah. I feel like that's it.
Yeah.
Hey, today is National Television Dinner Day. So ooh. Pretty much what it is when you're eating dinner, watch TV, which I used to do all the time.
Stouffer's is making a lot today.
Oh, yeah. Not only that. Get out your TV trays, turn on your shows. I think Housewives is up. What else is up?
Yeah, Housewives. Ooh, I don't really watch TV that much, but, you know, that's a... I mean, I watch a lot on Netflix and YouTube, so... You got a puzzled look on your face there, Parker. What's going on?
Yeah, what did you just hand me?
It is the color of the day.
Well, Kevin, why don't you tell me what the color of the day is?
It is Jade Sheen, which means... Which Parker has my phone.
Okay. Jade Sheen.
Jade Sheen. Oh. It means that you are a creative and smart leader. So if you were born today, you are... I don't know what astrological season we're in right now. I probably should. I feel like it's Leo, but it's unusual creative leader... You can tell we're so prepared with this episode. I don't know. What astrological season is it? Do you know?
No idea.
Well, that's... I think it's... What is it? It's September 10th.
Yeah, today's September 10th.
Okay, so let's see.
Anyways, that's the color of the day.
Yeah.
My aspertinas. What did you say?
Jade Sheen.
Jade Sheen. Trivia question of the day. Let's move on. If you can name the seventh planet from the sun, and you DM us on Instagram at the Daily Duo Official, we will mention you in our next podcast. The seventh planet from the sun. We will also mention your tag so that people can go and follow you. Again, name the seventh planet from the sun, which is tricky because you could get confused with two. But
what?
Yep.
Okay, well, it is... it's Virgo season.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yep. What kind of fact do you want to know about? Do you want to know about bear facts, chocolate facts, Cuba facts, drug facts, divorce facts, dolphin facts?
Let's do, is there like Family Guy facts?
You want to do Family Guy facts?
Yeah, it's on the third column. There you go. Right there.
All
right,
let's see. So by the way, we have like, we've got all this software.
Okay.
That we never really... Ooh, this is interesting. The Simpsons crew sent flowers to the South Park studios when they parodied Family Guy.
Huh. Interesting. The Simpsons, I think that's a whole episode in its own. Where, like, they 100%. Have predicted the future. They 100%. Know something.
Definitely. Again, today is National TV Dinner Day. The color of the day is...
Jade Sheen.
Name the seventh planet from the sun... And the Simpsons sent the South Park some flowers. So that's your Parker's playoff for the day. Kevin, thank you for the countdown. Yay. Thank you guys for tuning in once again for our whatever number empathy.
Oh, I never looked it up.
Episode.
Let's see. What number are we at? We are on 7. This would be 8.
Okay.
This would be 8.
8. Ooh. For our 10th, we'll have to do something fun.
Well, we still got one more to go.
I know what we're doing for the 10th.
Okay. Don't tell them.
Why can't I say it on air?
I don't know. Is there anyone you want to shout out? I've been getting a lot of, like, requests that Elizabeth, you know who you're talking about, or I'm talking about, she really wanted to be shouted out on our podcast, so I'm just going to put it here so you keep listening.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you for listening. We love you.
Yeah, Liz.
Lizzie Liz. She's probably like, ew,
why is this guy? I'm texting you right now that I just shouted you out so you keep watching.
Okay. So should I tell them what we're doing for the 10th?
No. Keep it a secret. Or...
Alright. So, Kevin's giving me the signal to shut up.
What are we doing? Tell us.
Nope. You guys will find out at our 10th episode. Kevin's like, you're already at 30 minutes. You gotta shut up. Kevin's the editor type.
Whoa. Because I had a cool idea, but that's fine. Whatever. You don't want to do it.
You are definitely the stricter side. Kevin's like, I could talk for hours. Kevin's like, 30 minutes. We gotta get off air. And I'm like, no, let's keep going.
We gotta keep this moving. Keep it interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Where I'm just sitting here playing around with all the sound effects. Should I play one?
Play the outro. All
right. This is Parker DeMarco from The Daily Duo.
And this is Kevin Briggs.
And we will see you next time.